Bordering Central Europe lies the stunning country of Serbia, home to the Serbian people. Despite not having a coastline, Serbia is surrounded by several Balkan and European countries. To the north, it shares borders with Hungary, Croatia, and Romania, while to the west, it is bordered by Bosnia and Herzegovina. In the south, it neighbors Montenegro and Bulgaria. Serbia spans an area of 88,500 square kilometers, making it relatively large compared to other European and Balkan countries. Its capital and most well-known city is Belgrade. Currently, around 7 million people live in Serbia, with nearly 2 million residing in Belgrade. The Serbian people have been part of numerous complex historical events. It is believed that the Serbs first arrived in the region now known as Serbia around the 7th century, belonging to the South Slavic ethnic group. Interestingly, the name of their former state, Yugoslavia, means "land of the South Slavs." From the 7th to the 14th centuries, the Serbs formed kingdoms and adopted Christianity. In the 14th century, they faced the Ottoman Empire, suffering major defeats like the Battle of Kosovo in 1389, where Prince Lazar and Sultan Murad I died. By 1521, Belgrade fell to the Ottomans, and Serbia remained under their rule until 1878, regaining independence through the Berlin Treaty. In the 20th century, Gavrilo Princip's assassination sparked World War I, where over 1 million Serbs died. After the war, the South Slavs united as Yugoslavia. In 2003, it became Serbia and Montenegro, which split in 2006. Kosovo declared independence in 2008, though Serbia doesn't recognize it. NATO now protects the border between Serbia and Kosovo. As you may already know, Serbia is not part of the EU and uses the Serbian dinar, with 2,000 dinars equaling about 17 euros. The 100 dinar note features Nikola Tesla, a renowned Serbian scientist. A museum in Belgrade is dedicated to him, and the city's airport is named after him, highlighting his status as a national treasure in Serbia. When you visit Belgrade, one of the first places you'll likely explore is Knez Mihailova Street, the city's busiest pedestrian area. Named after Prince Mihailo III of Serbia, this impressive street is filled with world-renowned shops and draws in the country's elite, tourists, and locals alike. On either side of the street, you'll find stunning tall buildings displaying European architectural styles, primarily in cream or various shades of white. Today, this street is filled with musicians playing instruments like pianos and guitars, performing for donations from passers-by. Throughout the day, various artists set up their music stands, creating a lively atmosphere. Street vendors, especially those selling popcorn, are also common, adding to the city's vibrant street culture. Belgrade's transportation is convenient, with free public transport from the airport to the city center. Red buses allow free boarding from the middle, especially Bus 72, which travels to Zeleni Venac. Taxis, however, can be expensive, with drivers often charging high fees for short trips, such as 50 euros from the airport to the city center. Belgrade, despite its size, does not have a metro network. Residents and visitors rely on municipal buses, metro buses, and white taxis for public transportation. Most places in the city are easily reachable on foot. The Sava River divides the city, and over half of the people who stay in Belgrade or visit for a short time spend their time on the south side of the river. Those who don't need to go to the north side of the city often don't require public transportation. Belgrade is divided by the Sava River into two distinct areas. The northern part of Belgrade, also known as New Belgrade, is generally quiet and business-focused. This area is home to buildings from the Yugoslav era that are still in use, as well as the main offices of globally recognized companies like Microsoft and Huawei, factories, the airport, and sports halls. Essentially, the city is divided by purpose. The southern part is geared towards tourism, with numerous cafes, striking architecture, hotels, museums, and parks, while the northern part is more industrial and business-oriented. These areas feel like two different cities. The most popular supermarket chain in Serbia is Maxi. They offer groceries at relatively low prices despite inflation. Most items, like organic milk, pasta, and salami, cost between 1 to 2 euros per package. Alcohol is particularly affordable, with beer cans priced under 1.5 euros, making shopping budget-friendly compared to other European countries. Contrary to popular belief, the internet abbreviation for Serbia is written as RS, not SR, which stands for Republic of Serbia. This can be observed on various products and signs. This code is also used for websites and other internet-related identifiers associated with the country.